This is, of course, a highly controversial policy, which has caused unease, and I repeat that this is not an approach that this government would take. I spoke yesterday to the US administration, and my right honourable friend, the Home Secretary, has today spoken to General Kelly, the Secretary of Homeland Security. The general principle is that all British passport holders remain welcome to travel to the US. We have received assurances from the US Embassy that this executive order will make no difference to any British passport holder, irrespective of their country of birth or whether they hold another passport. But let me conclude by reminding the House of the vital importance of this country's alliance with the United States.
Would he perhaps tell the House that when he intervened in Washington, was it through the State Department or the President's son-in-law?
Home Secretary.
I'm grateful to my honourable for that ingenious question, but I'm sure that the House will appreciate that we have very good relations at all levels now with the US government. My right honourable friend, the Home Secretary, herself has had an excellent conversation today with General Kelly of the Homeland Security Department, confirming the very important exemptions that we've achieved for UK nationals and for dual nationals.
Thank
you, Mr. Speaker. I am sure that the three members of this House were born in Yemen are grateful to the Foreign Minister for allowing us to travel to America. But the position of a British citizen who happens to be an aid worker in Yemen or has visited Yemen for humanitarian purposes, they are caught by this ban because the United States will not allow, as I understand it, he may have other information, those who visited or worked in Yemen, even though they're nationals of Britain, to visit the United States.
I'm very grateful to my right honourable member for, and I know that he was born in Yemen, and I know that there must initially have been in his mind some anxiety about exactly how he would be treated were he to go to the US. I'm happy to say that he will face no obstacle whatever because he is a UK passport holder, and nor will any UK aid worker in Yemen, because that is what we have achieved.